Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, obviously, Mr. Elon Musk has done us all a great favour by forcing us to confront the Muslim gangs and how they have been behaving in various deprived English towns towards white girls, and something indeed they have been quite deliberately doing to the girls because they are white. There are numerous dimensions to this. I've looked at it in terms of genetic similarity theory. I've looked at it in terms of the evolution of sexual assault as a war weapon. And there's one area that we haven't looked at yet, and that is what is in understanding why they behave like this, and that is what is known as supernormal stimuli. Supernormal stimuli. The idea that we are evolved as humans to certain circumstances to find certain things attractive and whatever, and consequently when those things are supernormal, when those things are extreme, we almost can't, even though it's maladaptive to be attracted to extreme versions of these things, we almost can't help ourselves. And that's what I want to suggest today. I want to suggest there is a degree to which I'm not taking their side, I'm not justifying their behaviour, but there is a degree to which these Muslim men can't help themselves because white women are, from their perspective, supernormal stimuli. Before I look into that, could you please subscribe? It really helps if you do that. Could you subscribe here on YouTube? Could you leave a like? Could you leave a comment for the algorithm? It really helps me. And also, if you like what I do, can you please subscribe on my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all of the most base content, the spiciest stuff I can't put on YouTube, in-person interviews, vlogs, films, all kinds of stuff. And where, if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of just a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So, what is this thing, supernormal stimuli? Well, we can think of a number of examples. They cause ultimately people to behave in a maladaptive way. So, this is Viz, and one of the most famous characters in Viz is, of course, the Fat Slags. Now, the Fat Slags are extremely unhealthy women. They are fat. But they present to us supernormal stimuli, which some men will find attractive, i.e. men are attracted to large breasts because the ability to grow large breasts shows that you have sufficient biological resources left over to grow them, so it implies health, and it also implies a fast life history strategy, i.e. that you are trying to advertise your genetic quality as quickly and conspicuously as possible, and likewise, large buttocks. Among the Bushmen of the Kalahari, therefore, you end up with supernormal stimuli. You end up with these incredibly large buttocks that are known as steatopyga. That's just one example, but there are many others. Birds will be attracted to want to warm up and nest supernormal versions of their own eggs, which are not indeed really their eggs. So they will put their effort into large and ornate examples of their own eggs, and they will put even more effort into supernormal versions of those eggs. It tricks the bird's mind because the bird is evolved to want to bother with, basically, a particular kind of egg. And if you give it an extreme version of it, it thinks that egg is hers, and it's very, very attracted to it. You get instances of beetles that are attracted to particularly large females of a certain colour. Give them a beer bottle and they will try and mate with it because they think it's a beetle and it's a supernormal version of a beetle. Of course, they're doing something maladaptive. It's not a beetle. It's a beer bottle. But it's they are highly attracted to this supernormal stimuli. It could be argued that fast food is an example of supernormal stimuli. We should be desirous of salt. We should be desirous of sugar. And so fast food gives us these to an extreme and unhealthy degree, but therefore we become addicted to it because it is a supernormal stimuli. Indeed, when they first brought sugar into Britain in the late 16th century, you had people who were completely unused to sugar in a way that is not the case now, tripping on sugar. They couldn't cope with it. They were taking the sugar and just getting completely high on sugar because they weren't used to it. And so, in a sense, it was a supernormal stimuli which caused them to behave in a maladaptive way. Now, what you could argue is that if you are evolved to and raised in a context in which there is no or almost no nudity, in which you never see females other than possibly perhaps your sisters when you're a very young child in a state of undress, you never even see their faces, because any female that is older than a certain age, or that is pubescent, basically, that is sexually attractive, will be covered up and will not be seen in public. So in a context in which you will see such women, you will at least see their faces, you can imagine that men will be sexually attracted to those faces, and they have to come up with ways to control themselves. They have to come up with ways to force themselves not to do something that is socially unacceptable, despite being aroused by, I don't know, the Victorian woman's face in Victorian times or whatever. Place them in a context in which there is lots of female flesh on show, and they often won't be able to cope with that. And you would expect them to be unable to control their urges, and you would expect them to become addicted to it, and you might even expect them to prefer it to the adaptive thing of an actual woman. And this is where, of course, pornography comes in. In a context in which we are not used to being surrounded by lots of willing, naked females, pornography is a supernormal stimuli. And if it is sating, if it means that the men therefore are happy and they don't want to bother with real females, then you have the ultimate expression of a supernormal stimuli, i.e. you have men doing something maladaptive because they are not evolved to be with this supernormality. They're certainly not evolved to be surrounded by female nudity and willing females. This is just not our evolutionary match. So you place them in this situation of supernormal stimuli, and then they just don't know what to do, and they go slightly mad. Now, you can imagine that this is the case with fundamentalist Muslim males that come into Western countries. They are used to a context in which they do not see women. Women who are fertile are simply not seen. They're indoors, they're covered up. You don't see them. So the result of that is that they don't have to come up with coping mechanisms to control themselves in the presence of such females, as we might do in the West, even if it's just their face, because they never see such things. As a consequence, the female becomes a supernormal stimuli. The female that is uncovered is a supernormal stimuli. And you would expect them, therefore, to be essentially unable to control themselves in the presence of such females. They would almost like have to have sex with them or something like that, or have to touch them, because they simply were, they haven't developed the coping mechanisms to deal with what is for them a supernormal stimuli, when all they're used to seeing basically is the outline of a woman in a black dress. If all you're used to seeing is the outline of a fertile woman in a black dress, then and maybe very occasional photographs, then clearly actual females, young, fertile females with flesh on display, is a supernormal stimuli and is going to make you hyperactive, and is going to mean you can't control yourself, and you're going to act in ways which might be damaging to you, i.e. which might get you in trouble with the law or whatever, because you haven't got the coping mechanisms to be able to deal with it. It is abnormal for you. It is a supernormal stimuli. You could say that it's taken even further with white girls, in so much as males are evolved to be sexually attracted to light skin, because the skin becomes lighter during ovulation. And they are then suddenly confronted with all these girls where the skin is light, and it's conveying to them that these women are ovulating. That's what it conveys to them unconsciously. And thus they become even more sexually arousing. Similarly, you could argue that in nature, that which is unusual, that which is rare, is attractive, because it might be indicative of some, you know, useful genetic adaptation, or that just in general, when there's far too many many women for the number of men, then what you get in women is attempts to seem more and more interesting, and they do this via colours, and that's where blue eyes came from, and that's where green eyes came from. So that's why blue eyes and green eyes are seen as attractive, because they're rare. compared to brown eyes, and they're novel, and so therefore they're attractive. Well, you're confronted with that as well. You could see that as a kind of the lightness as a kind of supernormal stimuli.
Are you ready for the future of the West?